The first topic has to do with a Supreme Court case last summer, Murr versus Wisconsin. In Murr versus Wisconsin, it was the first time the Supreme Court really clearly addressed how you decide what is the parcel against which you're going to measure a takings claim. You know, if you have a takings claim, then it's like, well, how burdened is your property? But to figure that out, you've got to first decide what's the unit of land that you're talking about. Because as most of you probably remember from the Lucas case in 1992, the Supreme Court decided that if there's a denial of all economically viable use, that's just a taking. It's a categorical taking, unless what you wanted to do was already effectively prohibited by background principles of property law or nuisance. But Lucas was a great box to get into because you had the possibility of a categorical taking if you could just prove that you were completely denied all economically viable use. If you can't get into that box, your next choice is going to be Penn Central, older case from the 70s, where it's really to decide whether or not there's a taking, there's a balancing test where you weigh the public interest against the economic impact, investment-backed expectations, and the character of the invasion. Like, is the government allowing people to come on your property? The Penn Central test doesn't work very well for developers. It's pretty government-friendly. Government usually wins, even when the deprivation is severe. 80%, 90% diminution in value. The government has still won those cases. So litigants really want to get into that Lucas box. I should go back and say, in the Lucas case itself, the court gave us a little bit of guidance about how you define the unit of land.